Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
He's all Van der Westhuizen, KFM radio presenter, who is also the Smile Foundation ambassador. A very good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
So good to be here on World Smile Day.
And you are smiling.
We have to smile because the team from the Smile Foundation do the most incredible work. And it's so amazing to see them come on board today and take a day like today to launch an incredible campaign.
Listen, tell me about that, by the way, because World Smile Day, I'm thinking to myself, okay, all we have to do is just smile. Please, Rafik and Joe, don't smile. Ish, Lizzle, smile. These two, I've banned them from smiling. It's too early in the morning. Look at that. Just turn around,
Lizzle. He's got a great smile. You're surrounded by a great team of great smiling Lizzle. Families. You know what? Because we tease, okay? You've teased with Joe and Raf saying that they shouldn't smile. But think of all those kids that are born with cleft palates. And my biggest thing is I campaign against bullying at school. And these are the kids that get bullied and get teased. And that's where the team from Operation Smile come on board. And they go and make these changes. They get volunteers, volunteer doctors, volunteer students, volunteer everyday people like you and I that don't have medical degrees. And they go out to various parts in Africa, in the world, and they perform these operations. These surgeries cost 5,500 rand each. That's as little as they've got it costing. And it takes 45 minutes to change one life. And I'm not even talking about the youngsters, adults as well. To be able to go to a job interview and you'll be able to smile properly and not to feel insecure, not to be made to feel like a second-class citizen.
So, essentially, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I like what Liesl is talking about. I want to get involved in this. And she's talking about money that, you know, that's needed. Obviously, I would imagine that you guys are on a campaign, initiative, whatever it is. But how do I get involved? What are the initiatives that you guys are in?
Well, we're not asking you to donate 5,500 rand. We are asking everyone just to get involved. Thunderfund.com/project/ 35 smiles in 35 days. So that's 35 smiles in 35 days. You can just go to thunderfund.com. Whether it's 1 rand, whether it's 50 cents, there's a young girl who is doing a bit of a bake-off to raise some funds at her school to donate. So whether it's 500 rand from that, there's various projects you can do. You can go and do various sporting activities and raise funds through that type of awareness. And we're challenging everyday people, not just the corporates. Make a donation. It doesn't have to be the full amount. Whatever you can donate would be greatly appreciated. And by doing it online, it's so easy. And you just go online and do that. If you don't have access to going online or to the site, you can get hold of the team from Operation Smile, and their head office is in Cape Town, and they'll be able to assist you and come and collect the donation from you.
And if you've just joining us on the show, 51 minutes past 4, good morning to you. It's all smiles this World Smile Day. We're speaking to radio personality and Operation Smile Ambassador, Liesl van der Westhuizen, sitting here in front of us, smiling and saying that Rafik has a smile.
You all have a great smile.
Okay, hey, me. Thank you, Liesl. Thank you. That was about to go. But Liesl, once again, just bring it back to you. In terms of, you know, you spoke about it, you know, the young people that we bring in, you bring in the smile to, though. How does that process work? Can you just, you know, give us an idea? Is it, do you go around the communities or do people find you? How does that work?
The team from Operation Smile have an incredible the database, an incredible network all around, so they focus on South Africa, not only South Africa, Africa as well, and they, through the various hospitals and various countries, they notice and know who to go out to do operations with, and they go into Madagascar, they go into even locally as well. We often hear the international stories, but you don't hear the stories. Last year, Sibongile Mafu was in Durban with Operation Smile, and seeing the transformations of these young kids. They go into surgery, and when they come out, they see themselves in a mirror. So they've got a network of people. They get notified. Everyone knows about them, so they do their research thoroughly. thoroughly, and they get the team of doctors who are all volunteers from plastic surgeons, doctors, nurses, and they like to work with students as well. So during your vacation, why don't you volunteer and go out there? They need data capturers. They need people to document. They need photographers because they use before and after photos to share these great stories. And on their website as well, you can see the before and after photos, and you can see the testimonials on the site. And that just makes it more real, and you can see the work that's actually being done. And today, being World Smile Day, they're launching their hashtag 35 Smiles in 35 Days. And if you follow them on social media, you'll see what they'll be launching later on and how you can get involved. On Facebook, they're Operation Smile ZA, Twitter Op Smile SA, and Instagram Op Smile SA.
35 smiles in 35 days.
It's that's the minimum.
Yeah.
So if they make it more than that, they double that, it'd be making a change in 35 lives, or whether it's 75 lives. I'd like to see it tripled. But it's so catchy, and every year they come up with a really catchy campaign. And I think this is going to be a nice one. So for 35 days, we're going to be making a change in someone's life, or two people's lives, or three people's lives, if we will get the donations.
Oh, lovely. And you know what? All I'm thinking to myself is, you know what? You mentioned it. It's all about just getting involved. Mm. You're not looking for major, miracles to happen. Well, okay. Technically,
we are.
But, you know, it's me, Abs, getting involved, giving in my one rand.
Your one rand, and then challenging your corporate friends who are in the corporate world. Let's each corporate donate one smile today. At 5,500 rand for a corporate, that's easy to donate. But for everyday people, it's not easy. That's why they've made it easy through Thunder Fund, where you can just donate your 1 rand, your 100 rand, your 50 rand, your 500 rand, and make your donation through there.
Liesel V, radio personality and Operation Smile ambassador, joining us in studio this morning to talk to us about Operation Smile as they launch their hashtag 35 Smiles in 35 Days campaign. Interesting one. But nonetheless, Liesel, here's the listeners listening to you. Anything else to add before we say good morning to you?
Well, go onto their Facebook page after 9. You'll see a great video with that explains everything that's being launched at 9 this morning. And you'll be able to see what it's all about. And you can see the transformation as well. And also get a chance to meet all the ambassadors and see all the crazy things they get up to raise funds for Operation Smile.
I wonder, who are these individuals? Who are these people that you work with that they give up their time?
Well, there's amazing people like David Greer. I mean, adventurer. He's doing crazy things around the world. I mean, he ran the Great Wall of China, and the funds there went to Operation Smile. And I know he's on to another challenge in Asia. So he spends his life doing these adventures and raising funds to give back.
Liesel V, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. To you listening at home, very good morning to you.